Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Again today, I'm sharing some Spring Letter Month letters with you. This one from Dean in Iola, who wrote, "Good morning. I've been meaning to write to you for the last several letter months that you have had, but I'm a great procrastinator and have always missed the date. I'm close to missing it again this month. My wife and I wake up to your station in the morning just before 7. Being retired, it takes us a bit to finally rouse out of bed, so we enjoy the music and the different commentaries that come on. This tends to put me in a good mood all day. I especially enjoy hearing Breakpoint, Kel Thomas, and Kirby Anderson. I also enjoy the different stories and episodes on Saturday morning and the Moody Presents sermon on Sunday morning. As far as the two different news sources that you're trying out, I probably prefer the new one, although I like that you play one at 7 and the other at 7:30. They cover different stories, so I get more coverage. Is it possible to keep both of them and keep alternating them, or is that too much of a cost? You're doing a great job, and we appreciate you being on the air." And from Suamico, Brian wrote, "Good morning, WRVM. Dropping you a note just to let you know how we enjoy the radio station. We listen all the time, and there's no station like WRVM. Bus tours, concerts, and programming like yours is beyond compare to any other station we know. Great announcers as well. They are A-OK, outstanding. I like the news, as most other stations have none. You could save $1,200 a month by using one over the other. They both do a good job of delivering news. Have a blessed week." Well, I have appreciated the many who commented on the two news services. And after reading the responses, there really isn't a clear-cut answer or preference. As to the cost, well, one of them is free while we pay for the other. It's very possible that could be the determining factor. We'll see. Well, the last 2 days I have mentioned the registration deadline is rapidly approaching for the Washington, D.C. trip. As it stands now, that trip is in jeopardy as we don't currently have enough people registered to go. So if you've been thinking about it, I remind you the deadline is next Friday. Visit our website for complete information, or for a brochure, you can write to us at WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Again, that mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.